Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. Webster Tarpley here in Washington, D.C. And as is our tradition, no week is complete without a full report on the legal front, the effort to force the federal courts to apply the Constitution against Barry Sotero, reputed foreign citizen. And for that, we have, as usual, the distinguished Philadelphia lawyer, Phil Berg. Welcome, Phil.
Welcome. My pleasure. How are you, sir?
Fine. Good. Can you give us the usual update for the week?
Sure. I believe last week I talked about the case that was sealed, that was unsealed. Didn't we?
Right. Yes.
I spoke about that. But that's the emphasis on where we're going. Later today, I'll be filing a motion for reconsideration to the United States District Court for the District of Columbia on our sealed case, which is now unsealed because the judge dismissed our case. The reason I'm filing a motion for reconsideration is that I believe that there is a conflict of interest there. And as I raise the issue, basically on my motion for reconsideration, I'm actually stating, since the court has said they have no input because of the Circuit Court of Appeals, I'm basically saying this is a unique case, a unique situation. So I'm directing my reconsideration to Attorney General Eric Holder, who by not prosecuting, not agreeing to continue on this case, has, I believe, done a disservice to the 305 million citizens in this country who deserve to know the truth. So in my motion, I'm going to say I need a reconsideration here because I believe that you should agree to the appointment of a special prosecutor because it was absolute conflict of interest for your personnel to investigate or not investigate the charges I brought forth in the False Claims Act. So I'm going to state that we need a special prosecutor. Also, that should be turned over to the special prosecutor is all the discovery that your staff supposedly did when they were researching this issue, or advise the special prosecutor that you didn't do it so that he or she may look into this matter, because we presented enough facts to this court, and I think it's just outrageous what's going on, and I hope to hold Eric Holder accountable, and I hope that not only your station, but I hope other stations around this country really raise this issue, because it's a major issue. We cannot keep proceeding without knowing the status of Barack Obama, and I believe that he is really not eligible not only to be president, but with my case, with the False Claims Act, I believe that he was illegally a U.S. senator from Illinois, and therefore the $1 million that he received for salary and expenses should go back to the U.S. Treasury.
All right, very good. So what we've got is Attorney General Eric Holder, obvious conflict of interest, refuses to investigate whether Obama is a U.S. citizen, natural born, whether he lost his citizenship, just no interest at all. So the next question would be, we have to welcome the idea of a special prosecutor, because I think that's a very, very interesting slogan, right, a line of political agitation. Who can create, under the current situation, because these laws have changed, right, since the Clinton era and the Monica Lewinsky stuff and the Cisneros and other people who had special prosecutors. At this point, who can create a special prosecutor?
Well, I believe it's still through the U.S. attorney. I'm sorry, the attorney general. It could be through Congress. I'm not sure, but it should be raised. And let's get to the point where he agrees to it, which I doubt he will. But hopefully it's an issue that will create concern among the citizens in our country if we can get the media to cover it. You know, it's still amazing how the major media, refuses to cover this story, which should be the number one story in the country. Now, we're getting more and more headway every day. I mean, I was, aside from your show, which I appreciate being on all the time, I was on five other radio shows this week. Also, Rush Limbaugh discussed this issue the other day. I don't know if you picked that up. He had a whole dissertation on about Obama. But the biggest thing he said is, what does Obama and God have in common? But that both of them do not have birth certificates. So,
yes, I heard that.
And there was other dialogue on that. But meanwhile, I have two other cases pending. But before I just mention the status of those, the most important thing now, what I'm trying to do through other web people and stuff, I'm trying to raise the public awareness of this topic. About 20 million people, thanks to you and others, know about this topic, but we have to raise the awareness to about 75 million. Think about it. If 75 million people are tuned in and keep going to my website, and that's my goal now, then on a particular day we can say, everyone today should write a should call the White House switchboard. Here's the number. Tomorrow, everyone should email the White House at this particular number. Or on a certain day, we should go out and make five signs. Obama, where is your birth certificate? Five people with signs standing at a major overpass to a major intersection during rush hour can affect 5,000 to 25,000 people, depending on the road. So we have to make the public aware. When we make the public aware of this, I think the public can force the issue here, force Obama to either step in, you know, say he's qualified, show us the proper stuff, or force him to step out of office. And look what's happening over in Iran right now. People can make a difference. Look what happened here, the formation of the United States of America, you know, 230 years ago. We fought for our freedom, and we've had different wars over the years. I don't want a war. I want a peaceful revolution. But this topic has to get resolved. Our country's in dire shapes now, not only the financial crisis, but we're in a constitutional crisis. The big thing is I need people to go to ObamaCrimes.com, O-B-A-M-A-C-R-I-M-E-S, ObamaCrimes.com.com, and spread the word. Spread the word to everyone on your address book and ask them to spread it to everyone on their address book. Get people involved and also help us. I'm now trying to raise money. WorldNet Daily does a lot on this, but I basically disagree with them. They're doing a big sign campaign saying, where is your birth certificate? That's not good enough. They believe that they get people to start thinking, where's your birth certificate, and connect that to Obama. That's not going to happen.
Very
people
weak.
People don't have time to think. We need very specific. My campaign, I want is signs put up, Obama, where is your birth certificate? And there's really a big difference there. And that's what we have to really do and strive for. And that's my goal right now. So we have to do that. So if people can make contributions, you know, to help us with the case and also to help us with advertisements, that's important. The other two cases are still pending, one in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals on the standing issue and the other in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia for Gregory Hollister, who the Air Force Colonel, where the judge threw it out saying it was frivolous. I think it's not. Hollister wants to know if the president recalls him. He's a retired after 20 years. If the president recalls him, does he accept the offer because it's a valid order from a valid president, or does he deny the order because it's coming from a usurper or an invalid president, and which is the position we take. So all these cases are major, and we're proceeding on that, and we need everyone's support.
And we're also hoping that you get around to this quo warranto. And if people want to see the quo warranto, the thing to do is go to ObamaCrimes.com and make a contribution so that the quo warranto can join these other cases on the constitutional docket.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've just been jammed up. Also, we have some other litigation going against this other attorney, which I don't like to even give her credit being an attorney. This person, or at least the first thing, she has been trying to bring me down. And if you look back at what she's done this last 6, 7, 8 months, she's done nothing to help the movement except stir controversy, you know, by writing a letter to the FBI and CIA and tell them to investigate the U.S. Supreme Court. It doesn't attract the new people that we have to attract to. And then she is now trying to bring me down, which makes no sense other than she's working for Obama or someone supporting Obama. And she's doing it through one of my wonderful paralegals, Lisa. She's been spreading her Social Security number around the world, and it's blatantly illegal, especially in this day and age of identity theft, to give out anyone's date of birth and Social Security number, which she's doing. So I have litigation going against her right now.
And my guess is that she is actually in league with reactionary Republicans who want to control the opposition to Obama so they can lead it into this idiotic left-right paradigm, right, that Obama's a socialist, and everybody in the opposition is a right-wing reactionary who goes around yelling free market and all the rest of it. So thank you, Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. We'll see you next week, and you keep up the good work, and everybody should do something to support Phil's efforts.
Thank you.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.